Intro. This lesson shows you exactly how to create a DJSS chopped vinyl texture in Ableton Live 12, how to slice a soulful vinyl sample, stack three distinct layers for punch, soul and texture, and arrange them into a tight drum and bass edit that keeps low-end punch while retaining vintage warmth. I'll walk you through a stock device workflow using Simpler, Drum Rack, EQ8, Saturator, Drum Bus, Glue Compressor, Compressor, Grain Delay, Auto Filter, Utility, Reverb and Echo. What you'll build by the end of this lesson, you'll have a 4/8-bar chopped vinyl loop made from a sampled soul record, three stacked layers, punch for tight transients, soul for warmth and pitch/space treatment, and texture for hiss, crackle and lo-fi grain. A grouped, mix-ready stack with simple automation ideas to use in drops and builds. Step 1. Prep and slice the sample. Start by importing a clean soulful vinyl sample, 4 to 8 bars long, onto an audio track. Turn off heavy warping, set clip warp to beats or disable warp if you want the original timing. Play the clip and set the 1.1.1 warp marker if you want the start align to project grid. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to new MIDI track. Pick a slicing preset and method that suits how chopped you want it, transient or 1/16, slicing by transient for per-hit chops or 1/16 for rhythmic grid chops. Ableton will create a drum rack and a MIDI clip with your slices. Rename the track Chops, Bass, and delete any MIDI clip you won't use. We'll program new patterns. Step 2. Create three stack tracks. Duplicate the drum rack track twice so you have three identical drum rack instruments. Rename them Chops, Punch Chops, Soul Chops, Texture. This gives you the same source material on three separate processing chains. Step 3. Punch layer, tight and forward open chops. Punch and select the important slices. In each pad, Simpler, set classic mode, turn loop off or use a very small loop, and shorten decay and release so hits are tight. Keep filters off or a gentle low pass around 14 kHz so the attack comes through. After the drum rack, insert these devices: EQ8, high pass at 5080 Hz, small boost at 1.53 kHz for presence. Drum bus, light drive, raise transient to taste for punch. Compressor or glue compressor, fast attack around 310 ms, medium release, small gain reduction, 24 dB. Saturator, soft overdrive, small drive, utility, mono the low end under about 200 hc. Program a MIDI pattern that emphasizes slice attacks. Use varied velocities, low for background, high for accents, and keep the pattern tight in the pocket with the drums. Step 4. Soul layer, warm and vintage on chops. Soul. Set each Simpler to classic mode with slower, rounded envelopes than the punch layer. Transpose some slices down by about 1 to 4 semitones for added warmth and low-end motion. Insert EQ8, low pass around 810 kHz, small boost around 200-400 hc for body. Saturator, gentle warmth. Reverb or hybrid reverb, pre-delay 20-40 ms, decay 1.22 seconds, wet roughly 10-20% so the layer sits behind punch. Auto filter, low pass with a slow LFO 0.050-0.2 hz and small depth for subtle movement. Optional grain delay, very low wet/dry, short grain time and slight spray for shimmer. Program longer held MIDI notes and lower velocities for sustained, soulful parts. Automate small clip or track transpose moves at phrase boundaries to mimic tape speed drops and rises. Step 5. Texture layer. Crackle, hiss and grain for texture. You have two paths. If you have a crackle sample, drop a small vinyl crackle or hiss loop into a Simpler in the drum rack and set it to tiny bursts, mapping to velocity or separate pads. Or create a new MIDI track with operator, set to noise, low pass the noise around 6-8 kHz, and use short envelopes with random or varied MIDI notes. Process the texture with EQ8, remove low end below 400-600 hc so it won't muddy the mix. Light saturator for grit. Grain delay or redux in small amounts for lo-fi character. Compressor with sidechain from your kick to duck the texture under drums. Place texture hits behind major chops at low velocity. Keep wet/dry low so texture supports rather than competes. Step 6. Grouping and final glue. Select the three chop tracks and group them. Name the group chopped vinyl stack. On the group channel use, EQ8, high pass at 40 hc, and if the stack is muddy, carve a wide cut around 300-500 hc. Glue compressor. Gentle settings, 2:1:4:1 ratio, slow attack 10-30 ms so transients remain. Musical release or auto, 1-3 dB of gain reduction. Optional drum bus or saturator for tasteful bus character. Use utility on the group to mono the low frequencies under about 300 Hz and slightly widen the mid and high as needed. Step 7. Arrange for modern punch and vintage soul. Build an 8-bar loop using the 3 layers. Keep punch active full time. Bring in soul on the second half of bars to create call and response. Sprinkle texture on off beats or transitions. Use automation to create movement. Automate filter cutoffs on soul to open into drops. Automate reverb send levels for more space in breakdowns. Mute or lower texture in busy sections and raise it for vintage feel in breakdowns. Apply a subtle groove from the groove pool, 10 to 30% swing, to humanize timing. Always carve space for kick and snare, high pass chop layers, below 50 Hz and use complementary EQ boosts so the mix breathes. Common mistakes to avoid: don't oversaturate every layer, that leads to a muddy wall of distortion. Be subtle per layer and light on bus processing. Don't let texture be too loud. If it competes, sidechain it or drop the level. Avoid identical processing on all duplicates. Layers should have distinct characters. Don't pitch shift excessively. Small detunes of -1 to -4 semitones add warmth. Large shifts can sound unnatural. Keep low end mono. Wide lows will clash with kick and bass. Automate. Static stack sound repetitive. Motion keeps the vibe alive. Pro tips and workflow shortcuts: small pitch offsets between punch and soul create natural phasing and richness. Map velocity to simpler volume and filter cutoff so dynamics change tone as well as level. For tape wow, use small pitch automations at phrase boundaries rather than constant LFOs. Try both transient and grid slicing. DJSS edits often mix quick stabs with longer chops. Save your drum rack once you like it. Presets are reusable. Consolidate clips after fine-tuning MIDI to keep the loop tidy. Mini practice exercise: take a 4-bar soul sample and slice it by transient into a drum rack. Duplicate the rack so you have punch, soul and texture. Configure quickly: punch, short envelopes, drum bus transient up, HP at 60 Hz, soul, transpose -2 semitones, reverb wet 15%, auto filter with slow LFO, texture, operator noise or crackle sample, grain delay wet 10%, EQ to remove under 500 Hz. Make an 8-bar arrangement. Bars 1-2. Punch only. Bars 3-4. Punch plus soul. Bars 5-6. Punch plus soul plus texture. Bars 7-8. Drop soul. Bring texture forward for a break. Export an 8-bar stem of the group and compare it to the original sample. Aim for clearer transients and retained warmth. Recap: you now have a repeatable Ableton Live 12 workflow. Slice a sample with slice to new MIDI track. Duplicate into 3 layers: punch, soul, and texture. Process each with stock devices. Group and gently glue them, and arrange with automation and groove. Keep layers complementary. Use subtle modulation and automation, and remember that tasteful subtraction is as important as what you add. Extra coach notes. Quick reminders: set up a tidy template with a chop stack group, a kick bus for sidechain, and 2 return tracks for reverb and delay. Choose clean vinyl samples with clear transients. Trim leading silence and adjust start markers for instant hits. Use simpler classic for quick chops. Move to sampler only if you need more advanced routing or envelopes. Use small random timing and velocity variations, or apply a subtle groove to humanize the pattern. If CPU becomes an issue, freeze and flatten chains or resample textured bids to audio, and use shared returns for reverb and delay. Keep iterations small, save presets, and a /B against references. The DJSS aesthetic is about balance: modern low-end control, analog warmth, and tasteful movement. Good discipline with lulls, automation, and subtle variation turns static chops into a living, punchy, soulful drum and bass edit.